Welcome to another episode of 15 Minute Friday on Life in the Front Office. I'm your host, Jake Hirschman, and today I've got Terrence Thomas, Corporate Partnership Sales Manager with the Detroit Lions, and another Ohio Bobcat. Terrence, welcome on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
And just to give our listeners a heads up, you know, 15 Minute Friday, we've tried to get pretty close to 15 minutes, but Terrence and I can talk, so it might end up being 30 Minute Friday, that's for sure. just giving it a heads up. So, Terrence, start with kind of just, you know, where you are right now and how you got there. And then, you know, we'll kind of dive into exactly what you're doing and some of the unique things that you've done along the way.
Yeah, for sure. So, like you said, I'm currently working with the Detroit Lions in our corporate partnerships department. So I've been with the team for about almost half a year. I started back in June. I was originally working at the Speedway, the Michigan International Speedway, which is out in Brooklyn, Michigan. So I was working there prior to the Detroit Lions. And so, just to kind of give you a little bit of background about myself. So from Cleveland, Ohio. Born and raised, so a diehard Cleveland sports fan.
should I say I'm sorry?
Oh man, don't even start. So from Cleveland, Ohio, then went to Bowling Green State University for undergrad. There, I studied pre-law psychology. I thought I was going to be a sports agent, and things kind of took a shift in my career, and then ended up going to Ohio University for grad school. And then kind of just made the transition from the Speedway to the Lions right now. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and kind of similar to myself, you had a couple different experiences along the way. I know you worked for the Indians, you worked for Turnkey, right? So a couple different maybe internships or experiences you might have had that kind of shaped, you know, your thoughts and perspectives on where to go in the sports industry.
Yeah, for sure. So. After I graduated from Bowling Green State University, I ended up getting an internship with the Akron Rubber Ducks. So the Cleveland Indians, their double-A team. So worked there for a summer. Had a lot of great experiences. I don't know if many people have worked in, you know, minor league baseball before, but you get to wear a lot of hats, you know. So was able to learn a lot from that experience and then kind of actually transitioned right into the Cleveland Indians organization at their spring training facility out in Goodyear, Arizona. So there I was a game day intern. I'm sorry, not a game day intern. Out there I was an operations intern. And so really had a lot of great hands-on experience out there. Got to kind of, you know, get my hands dirty and really, you know, wear a lot of hats, you know, in that role out there as well. And then, you know, from that point, I was kind of just, you know, thinking to myself, like, you know, I don't really know what it is I want to do. I knew there was a lot more to learn about sports. You know, I had, you know, a few good experiences, but I just knew there was something else that I was missing. And so, you know, just talking to my mentors, everyone kept mentioning, you know, Ohio University, that's where you want to go. So, you know, I just kind of did my homework. You know, I reached out, you know, did a little bit of networking. And honestly, man, just really fell into, you know, a really great opportunity and experience at Ohio University. You know, from there, you know, at OU, I had the opportunity to work, you know, at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, you know, the Super Bowl. I worked with the Cincinnati Bengals. So, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. And really just, you know, from that point, you know, once I attended Ohio, I mean, my eyes really opened up to so much, because there's so much integration between sports and, you know, other industries. And I really didn't understand that until I got to Ohio University, you know. And so, you know, really, you know, wearing a lot of hats and trying different things, from minor league baseball to, you know, motorsports to football, you know, a lot of things that I've done in the past, you know, really does shape to where I'm at right now. And that's, you know, that's just one piece of advice that I've always just, you know, kind of took with me, that my mentors would always tell me, is that, you know, everything you do, you know, it's for a reason. You know, you really won't understand that until you get to a place and you're like, wow, you know, if I didn't do this one internship, or if I didn't, you know, do this one project, you know, would I be here right now? But I know it was kind of a long-winded answer, but hopefully that was I was able to answer it.
Well, and every experience is a good experience, right? Whether you like working in minor league baseball or not, or you like working. We didn't touch on your experience at Turnkey, but kind of on like the recruiting side.
Oh yes,
right?
Exactly. I'm sorry. Yes.
And it opens your eyes to a lot of different things that, you know, you said you wanted to be a sports agent. Well, you know, now you're in partnerships, right? But how does that all funnel into partnerships? Like, what are some of the things that, or maybe even skills that you've learned along the way through all the different experiences that have helped you in your job right now?
Honestly, man, this is going to sound weird, but like networking is really, and I know that word can mean a lot, but I mean, it's really just, you know, building good relationships, you know, and genuine relationships, you know, throughout, you know, this whole process, you know, and really, you know, I think that's kind of the one thing that I've always, you know, took with me is really using, you know, the power of, you know, your peers, you know, and really being able to, you know, really engage with someone and really, you know, get a feel for what they do and pick their brain on how they got to where they're at. You know, when you do things like that, you know, people love talking about themselves. You know, if you, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're talking about yourself right now.
Exactly. But, you know, it really does. It's true though. You know, people will love to, I mean, most people, you know, they like to talk about themselves and tell you how they got to where they're at. And especially in my role right now, you have to be able to not only network, but build good relationships. And I think, you know, that's kind of where I had to transition in my career. So, you know, I thought I wanted to go into law, but, you know, I kind of had a career shift because I'm thinking, you know, I'm not a lawyer type individual. You know, I'm a guy that would, you know, like to take you out for a beer or, you know, catch a game or something like that with you and really just talk to you, you know, one-on-one and build mm-hmm. a relationship, you know, and that's kind of where I think I took a shift in my career when I was, you know, graduating. I was trying to figure out, you know, what it is I want to do, you know, and I didn't really want to pursue, you know, the law track. So, you know, to kind of answer your question, you know, how this, you know, how, what have I learned over the past to kind of, you know, shape me and your shapes and shape, I guess, shape me to the role that I'm in right now, you know, it's really just networking and, you know, building solid relationships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing in grad school, Jim always mentioned, to me, because, you know, Jake, you're a really good networker. He goes, but Terrence knows how to do it, and it always tugged at me a little bit, you know. But no, I mean, I've always admired the way that you've connected with people and you know, tried to pick up things from you and that sort of stuff. And I think we've, you know, picked each other's brains on, you know, how do you connect with this person, or, you know, hey man, what do you know about this industry or whatever the case is. But I think one thing that I've even taken from the networking side of things is if you find out about people that you don't even want to, you know, let's say you have an experience in facilities, but you know, you don't want to do facilities, but you network with people in facilities, multiple people in facilities to find out what they do. Whenever you go into that next job, right, in partnerships or wherever it is, you now know how to approach that person in facilities that you got to go meet. Right? Even if it's not something you want to do, it's learning about how people in those spaces operate, right?
Exactly. No, I mean, 100%, man. It, like, and you kind of hit on it, you know, when I was at OU and you know, after OU and prior to OU, I mean, I was just curious. I think whenever you're just curious to learn, you know, that's when you kind of develop those, you know, natural relationships because people aren't looking at you like, hey, I know you're calling me because you want something. Or you only call me when you need something. It's more so like, hey, man, like, I just want to check in. I just wanted to learn, you know, what do you do? I mean, I'd love to tell you about, you know, my thoughts on maybe, you know, X, Y, Z, and just really want to pick your brain, you know, and keep it light. You know, not a lot of people want you all up in their face and always hitting them up and, you know, pestering them. You got to really honestly come off sincere. And I think that's kind of the approach I've always taken. I think that's just kind of who I am. But no, I mean, networking is so key, man, and it's so pivotal, especially it's in this industry that we're in. It's a really small industry, and people know people, and people will, you know, they'll tell you how they feel about you, right? And so you just have to, you know, never burn those bridges, and, you know, honestly, just be truthful to yourself, and just continue to just be nice to people, man. I know that is as crazy as that sounds, and it's so simple. It's like just treat people with respect, and honestly, man, people will treat you with the same. So I don't know. That's just kind of a philosophy that I live by.
No, absolutely. I asked Andy Rawlings, our CRO of Learfield Energy College, and I said, when I had a conversation with him, I go, you know, how do you go about networking? And he goes, honestly, I just talk to people I like. And yeah, it was as simple as that. And I was like, wow. You know,
right.
And you would think there's a more complex answer to it, right? Or there's like some secret sauce to it. But it's really just, you know, you affiliate yourself with the people that you want to be around. Exactly. And that maybe make you better. How have you, without giving away too many of Terrence's secrets, how have you gone about it when you're in a job? You know, it's one thing to, you know, network while you're in school, network while you're in grad school. How have you networked when you're in a job?
That's a great question, because it's tough. It really is tough, because you get caught up in the day to day. I mean, and I feel like I'm about to just say like cliche things, but like it really is so true that, you know, the last thing you're thinking about when it's, you know, 6 o'clock and you're leaving the office and you've been there since, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, the last thing you're trying to do is like, let me go find some, like, I want to expand my network. You know, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it really doesn't happen like that. And it's tough because, like, you know, you get off work, you're like, all right, I just want to decompress. You know, I had a long day at work or whatever it may be. I mean, you may have, you know, a significant other at home, or, you know, whoever at home, you know, you obviously have another life. So it really is tough to network. I think now the networking now comes through just business relationships, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're, you know, obviously I'm in sales. So when I'm, you know, building relationships out, you know, in the community or whatnot, and I think that's when you kind of, I think that becomes your network now, because when you're doing business in these cities, you want to network with, you know, the CEO that knows this other CEO at another business, or that knows some inside information about, you know, a company that may be moving, you know, to the state or whatever it may be. So I think that's kind of where your networking comes from, because I think then that's when people will start paying attention to you around, like, your peers, you know, and other people. Let's say, well, now you're getting written about in, you know, SBJ articles and things like that. And so now you kind of have, like, I think that type of networking where, you know, people are reaching out to you, or, you know, you're reaching out to people that you may read about in SBJ, you know. So I think the real networking now, I think it really comes from, like, just your business relationships. I feel like that, does that make sense? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I never really, no one's really asked me that question before. So, like, it's weird. I mean, because you think about it, it's like, oh, well, when you're in school, you're really networking with the sports industry. You're trying to learn about what you're about to embark on when you graduate. Mm-hmm. And, like, now, I mean, you're in it now. You're like, you know what it's like to get up in the morning, go to work, and, you know, send emails, stay at the office late. Like, you're in it now, you know? So mm-hmm. when it comes to networking, it's a little bit different. I don't think it's that high of a priority. And that may come off wrong, but I think it's more so, I mean, you need to be building those relationships with people that's going to make you money, you know, sort of.
Sure.
So I think that's just,
that's a salesman talking right there.
I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. I can't, you know what I'm saying? If I was spending my time reaching out to people that work at other teams, like, that wouldn't really make, unless I was reaching out to these people to learn about, you know, best practices or, you know, something like that. And then sure. again, that when you do that, I think it, the bottom line is, obviously that's a business. Obviously these relationships become, you know, personal relationships, but you're not reaching out to say, hey, I would love to, like, learn about what you do. You reach out and say, hey, I saw company X doing this, you know, would love to, you know, get some insight on what they're doing, you know, something like that, you
sure.
know? But that's a good question. I never really thought about it until you really, like, until you asked that, because it's funny, because I'm thinking about, like, you know, all, you know, networking that I used to do, and, you know, reaching out, and I'm probably not doing a good job right now. I should probably reach out, you know, to, you know, other individuals and see, you know, catch them, see how they're doing. But
you're right. You know, you get caught up. Yeah. You get caught up in the day to day. I mean, it's actually funny. One of the things that I did at the start of the new year is I reflected on how I've tried to keep up with people and keep in touch and that sort of thing. And I think I've done a good enough job to keep in touch with the people in my circles, but
right.
then how do you grow outside of your circles? Right. And so right. I made it a goal to connect with, you know, and it's a little extreme. So if I fall behind, but at least, you know, try and connect with one person new a week. And even if it's for like 20 minutes, right? But it's someone maybe outside your circle in a different part of the industry, even in a different industry as a whole, because right. you can learn so many different things that way. And it's almost the same as reading an article or you know, doing some research on a company. It's finding out those different insights and perspectives you maybe don't have because you're not in that geographical location or you're not in that type of league or whatever the case is, right? And I think that there's definitely ways to learn from that aspect. In terms of how you've gone about going from, you know, grad school to the Speedway to the NFL, you know, a lot of people would say, well, he's at the NFL. He's at the top of the top, right? You know, that's where he wants to be. As you continue to grind and work hard at what you're doing, you know, how have you gone about, you know, providing advice and insights to those who were behind you, and then also connecting with your peers, right, who are at the same place as you and kind of learning from them too?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, to answer the first part, you know, it's a lot. It's funny now because just a few years ago, I was in the shoes of, you know, students in college. And now I have people that will reach out to me on like LinkedIn, you know, OU students. I mean, I had some students come take a trip here a few months back. That were from Ohio University, you know, and somebody, one of the students reached out and he was like, hey, we're going to be in Detroit, you know, we'd love to, you know, come in and meet you and your team and, you know, essentially just, you know, network with us. And so it's funny just to see how the roles have shifted. And, you know, again, what I tell students all the time is, you know, it's funny. I sound weird saying this. Like I was just a student. I don't know. It sounds weird. It doesn't sound weird saying like students, you know, but like,
yeah.
What I tell, you know, students all the time is, I mean, it really is about the networking, you know, and there's no other way of getting around it. I mean, you have to sometimes step out of, you know, your comfort zone, and not a lot of people are the type of people, the person that will, you know, call someone, cold call someone, or, you know, reach out, you know, with an email or whatever it may be. Most, some people like for people to approach them. So, you know, it really is all about being uncomfortable and asking those uncomfortable questions, you know, asking a CEO when you're, you know, 22, 23, 24 years old in grad school, and you're reaching out to, you know, someone ahead of Nike, you know, because, you know, you went to the same school or something like that, you know, that it can be kind of intimidating, but I guarantee that when, you know, the person on the other side receives that email, they're going to, you know, at least respect you for reaching out, you know? So you got, mm-hmm. you have to be kind of aggressive. You got to be, you know, be able to kind of go out in there and get it, because honestly, no one's going to give it to you. So, I mean, again, it all reverts back to just networking and meeting people and just getting out there and, you know, being yourself and building those relationships. I mean, I think that's just good business etiquette in general. So, you also asked about how do I connect with my peers? How do I learn from my peers? I'm sorry. Can you repeat
that
question?
Yeah. No, how do you connect with your peers? How do you learn from your peers? And even if it's from the Pistons or the Tigers, you know, connecting with people in the same city, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, honestly, I mean, I had a call with actually one of our classmates today, Kyle. So he's working for the Apollos now, so in the new football league. And so, you know, we're just chatting about that, like learning about. I mean, it's just like what you and I do. You know, I would call you and, you know, pick your brain on something. You'll call me, pick my brain on something. And I think that's kind of how I stay connected now. It's just, again, going back to just being curious and wanting to, you know what's going on with my friends that's working in, you know, sports agencies, or knowing what's going on with my friends working in baseball, or, you know, working in, you know, college basketball and college sports, whatever it may be, you know? So I think that's a great way to kind of stay connected, is just by staying curious and staying, you know, interested in learning about different things, you know, because you never want to get stagnant. Because I can tell you, it may come a time where I don't want to do sales. Like I'm out of sales. I don't want to do sales anymore. So I'm like, hey, you know, Terrence is done with sales, guys. Like he doesn't want to do it anymore. So like now what am I going to do? You know? So it's like, I've been doing sales for this long. I have to, I have, like if I would have never connected with individuals, you know, in different, you know, industries and doing different things, you know, in my, you know, right now, you know, who knows, you know, where I would be. So, I mean, I think just another way to stay connected, man, is just, is staying curious.
Curiosity, the word of the day. Exactly. I think we'll title the episode Curiosity with Terrence Thomas. but let's switch gears a little bit here, and I want to kind of run down our typical 2-minute drill as we wrap up the episode a little bit. Weirdest, best, or worst interview experience?
It was actually I forget what year it was, but I was out of Bowling Green. I graduated from Bowling Green, and I went to go interview. I don't know if I should say the team or say some names. I won't do that. I want to go interview for a team, and it was a ticket sales position. And going back to what I was saying before, like I, other than like ticket sales and like being a general manager of a team and marketing, that's all I really knew about sports. And so I get into this interview, and I'm sitting around all these people who clearly know what they're talking about, and I clearly don't. And the person asked me a question. I forget what the question was, and she asked me something, and I started talking about, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, and I'm, mind you, I'm like a, you know, a ticket rep. So I, you know, I'm just getting into the industry, and I started talking about how I'm going to help, you know, the marketing department, you know, helping out the corporate sales team, you know, and I'm talking about all these different things. And I look back on the interview. Obviously I didn't get the job, and I look back on the interview now, and I'm like, I can't believe I said all that stuff. But I didn't know, you know, like I had no idea what this job entailed. I didn't know much about what my role was going to be. I honestly just went out there and applied and took a leap of faith. But no, that is the worst interview I think I've ever had.
So bottom line, do your research a little bit, right?
Oh my goodness, man! It was uncomfortable. Like thinking about it, I'm like, wow, I cannot believe I like said all that. I was just saying how I'm going to help everybody out, and they're like, dude, you're just going to be on the phone making calls, like. So
that's awesome. So outside of being a Cleveland sports fan, what does Terrence Thomas like to do outside of work when he's not closing deals?
Outside of work, Terrence likes. I like video games, man. I play Madden,
really?
2K. I just got NHL. I'm a big video game nerd, man. I love it. I come home. I, you know, may do a little cooking, some reading, some catching up on emails, and I'm straight to the PS4.
So, needless to say, you could be the next esports star,
dude. You never know. You never know. You never know. But it is funny that my younger brother, he is a sophomore in high school, and I went home a few weeks ago to go see him. And normally, like growing up, I would always like beat him in the game. And so I went home and played him. And this guy, I kid you not, like I could not do a thing in Madden. It was crazy. And he told me that he actually plays on like tournaments, like for like professional tournaments. And I had no idea. Wow. I'm like, wow, this guy. But no, man, I'm a big.
Okay, so your brother might be the next esports.
Yeah, pro. He might be, but yeah, exactly. He might, not me though, not me.
Because I was gonna say, based on hearing that story, I'm not taking your odds.
No. Please don't put money on me.
obviously you're a couple of years in from grad school. You know, you've had some time in the NFL now. What's the one piece of advice outside of networking that you kind of leave with our listeners that are either trying to get into the industry or they're already in, but they're trying to move their way up?
One piece. I would honestly say treat everyone the same. And what I mean by this, I forget the gentleman's name, but he was, this is a few years back at Ohio University, where he was executive with the Giants. And he was saying how, he was talking about how he treats everyone the same, from the person that is greeting someone at the gates, to the janitor who is cleaning the bathroom, to, you know, someone in ticketing, to, you know, whoever it may be, treat everyone the same. And honestly, that resonated with me, you know, to this day. And it's something I really do value. And it's something I really do, you know, take to heart. I remember when I was working with the Rubber Ducks, our owner was walking on the concourse, and he saw like some trash on the concourse, and he like picked it up and threw it in the garbage. And I remember I saw, he didn't see me, but I saw him do that. And like seeing that, like, and then here, and then seeing that, and then hearing, you know, what that executive said in that, in the speech, I'm like, okay, well, this really is, it means something. And it really does, because you never know when you're going to need someone. You may need that janitor, you may need that person at the gate, you never know who you're going to need. And I think just being able to be yourself and honestly just treat everyone with the same, everybody has an important role. I mean, everyone has a job, you know, and that's the best way to put it. Everyone has a job. And so just treat everyone with respect, and treat every job, you know, treat every person working that job with the same respect. So I think I can leave, you know, the listeners with that. So, yeah.
I can picture the mic drop on the other side of the phone with that. That was pretty good. So, no, Terrence, we appreciate it. You know, I did warn our listeners at the beginning. I were close to that 30 minutes. So, you know, I was pretty accurate with that. But we appreciate you spending time on Life in the Front Office, and certainly wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, and hope to have you on again soon in the near future.
Yeah, man. I definitely appreciate it, man. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, you got it. And for more episodes, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate us, and follow us on our website, lifeinthefrontoffice.com. Stay tuned for our next episode with Jeff Bellinger from USC. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.